So, when were you working for the Express?
I worked for the Daily Express from around 1973 until about 1987, 88.
And were they harder drinking times in the world of the press?
Oh yeah, yeah. The whole newspaper industry in those days was about some, you know, getting the paper out got in the way of the drinking time. Really, it was just that sort of. But it was a great place to be, a great place to work.
Yeah.
I worked at the Daily Express, which was like the glass Lubyanka building on Ancoats Street. And Lord Beaverbrook built three of those buildings. He built one in Albion Street, Glasgow, one in Manchester, and one in Fleet Street, London. And they were exactly the same, built them in the same frame. But from the Daily Express in those days in the 70s, you could drink, we used to go, on the odd occasion, towards the weekend, we used to go out on to the Land of Cakes and up to the Crown and Kettle, sometimes to the Edinburgh Castle, which is around the corner, and we'd drink there really till they were throwing out, probably about 11 o'clock. Then we'd go sometimes to the Express Club, the Crusader Club, which was around the corner from the Daily Express. We'd often drink there till about 2 or 3 in the morning. Then we'd make our way over towards Deansgate, where we had the Press Club, and that was open till really 5 and 6 in the morning. And we'd sometimes meet Alex Higgins, with a variety of people.
Have
a game of snooker with him. I had 3 snooker tables in those days.
And what about the Northern Quarter bit? Does that significantly different, or how do you feel about it now?
Well, I was so worried. In those days, it was vibrant. There were lots of pubs here, lots and lots of pubs. And it was obviously the nightlife of the newspaper industry with all the sort of print workers in there. It was so vibrant, so busy. But when the newspaper industry really failed and moved out of the city and moved centralised in London, I was so worried that this Northern Quarter would become empty and deprived, very much like Ancoats became. But it hasn't. It's really turned itself around.
You still recognise it? You still like it?
I recognise the streets. I recognise everything about it. But it's got a buzz about it now that it had. But, you know, 25 years ago,
yeah.
It's come back. Yeah. It's a different buzz and it's a different place, but it's retained its character. I think it's a fantastic area.